produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers, 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Welcome to From the Heart of Dr. G. This is our time for me to impart words of wisdom and share little nuggets to help you along life's journey. I want you to sit back, relax, and take this ride with me. This is our time where I will give you little nuggets that I feel have helped me along the way. Tonight is no different. I want to share with you from the topic of finding your voice. If we listen to society, society has rules as to how we're supposed to function and operate. By a set time, we should be married, have at least 2.5 children, white picket fence, and living out a career in which we will work 30 plus years, retire, and then go on vacation, live the good life while we send our children off to college. However, I encourage you to find your voice, find your passion, and realize that you don't have to fit into the small little box that life may put on us or fit into the square that society feels is the path that each of us should take. I want you to find your voice. And it sounds like a huge feat. It sounds like something that is out of this world. But in finding your voice, you have to take steps in order to get there. You have to evolve as a person. You have to be willing to be open-minded to the possibilities. And you have to be willing to let go anything that does not serve you a purpose. Let's start with finding your voice. In order to do this, you have to be open-minded. There is nothing in life that will come easy. Yes, some things may seem easier than others, but in order to find your voice, you have to be open-minded to what life presents you. Open-minded to the possibilities that it may not be the way you thought. It may not come through the person you thought. It may not be the road that you expected to travel, but in the end, you will meet your destination and fulfill your God-given purpose. So, sit back, relax, and let me take you on this journey as I cover my 3 points to finding your voice, which ultimately helps you fulfill your God-given purpose, which ultimately helps you evolve into the beautiful, beautiful being that God created you to be, which ultimately lands you to go into the grave empty. Are you ready? Let's go. I think we need to start with being open-minded to the possibilities. Many times we feel like I should be here at this point in life, or by this age, I should have accomplished this, that, and the other. But I need you to be open-minded to the possibilities. Open-minded that what you think is the path for your life may not actually be the path that God, the Most High, or whatever higher power entity you believe in wants for us. We need to be open-minded. For example, had I never been open-minded, I would have never landed the role of working as a teacher in special education.
I said, I will never work in the school system. It made no sense to me to go years of being in school and then going to college only to teach school. Made no sense at all. But then I tried it out. It took a life-altering change for me to try out education. And when I tried it out, I realized a couple of things. I realized that I am an advocate for not only special needs, but I'm an advocate for those who do not necessarily have a voice, have a platform to speak their truth. I realized that I love being a servant and helping the babies. Sometimes, in order for us to find our passion or what we're called to do, we have to be open-minded to let go preconceived notions of what our life should be. You would have never amounted or accomplished those amazing things you've accomplished in life had you never been open-minded to take the risk, take the leap of faith. Sometimes you have to be open-minded to new adventures and keep your mouth closed. Wow, that was a mouthful. I'll say it again. Sometimes you have to be open-minded to new adventures and keep your mouth closed. It's sort of like most pregnant women, they want to wait till they're out of the danger zone before they share with family and friends that they're bringing life into the world. And sometimes you have to treat your birthing process, treat your baby that you're carrying, your vision as a pregnant woman. You want to wait until you're out of the danger zone in the sense that you want to wait until it becomes permanent before you open your mouth. Then you have to keep in mind that not everyone is happy for you, because when you're trying to better yourself, you will find out that many times people will be happy as long as we're both going at it together. But sometimes some people will not be happy because you're going faster than they are. Some people will not understand your vision because in their mind, they're happy with the way life is going. They don't see why you want to change careers all of a sudden or why you want to go after that goal when your life seems perfectly fine the way you are, the way it is. You need to be open-minded and understand that not everybody's going to understand your vision, your passion, your drive. Does that make them bad? No. It just means my destiny, my path that I have to take is not necessarily the path that you have to take as well or with me. When I'm open-minded, I am asking God, the universe, or whatever higher power entity you may believe in, to please show me what is meant for me and give me the willingness, the open-minded perspective and mentality to not sabotage what it may be that you have for me. Allow me to be open-minded to new networking opportunities. Allow me to be open-minded to stepping outside of the comfort zone. Let's go there. Sometimes we get so comfortable in where we are. I know that if I work this job on the 15th and the last of the month, I'm going to get X amount of dollars. Or I know if I do A, B, C, then this is what's going to be the outcome. But what happens when you take that leap of faith and you leap out and you go after your dreams and your goals and your visions? And I know you're like, well, Doc Whitney, what happens if I fail? What happens if it doesn't turn out the way I thought it should? Here is the beauty of taking a chance on yourself. There is no such thing as failure. There is only lessons learned. See, here's the thing. If you go out and take that leap and it doesn't turn out the way you thought, you just put something on your resume called experience. Many times we will take different jobs and career choices until we land into our God-given path. Any step you take to fulfill your God-given purpose or any step you take to be happy, it's not a failure if it doesn't pan out exactly how you thought. It is an opportunity that you took for yourself for greatness. Be open-minded. I want to move on to now evolving as a person. In order to evolve as a person, you need to do the third one, which is let go anything that does not serve your purpose. Let go anyone that does not better you. I had to learn this the hard way. Sometimes if we do not allow people to exit our lives, we end up causing more harm than good. For example, the worst thing in the world is having someone ride with you and it's like you're running a marathon and you're pulling dead weight. Because if they're not meant to go with you, you'll get frustrated at not having them fulfill their purpose or feel like they are driven to go after their goals as you are. Not everyone shares your same passion and thrive and drive for life. Not everyone understands when you want to take that leap of faith and go after your goals and your visions that to them doesn't make sense. It doesn't seem like the right time. It doesn't seem like the right resources. It just doesn't add up to them. Sometimes when we're being open-minded, we're taking that leap of faith and going after our dreams and goals. Sometimes we have to be quiet and allow the Most High, allow God or whatever higher power entity you believe in to guide us, to show us our next step. Because in being open-minded, we have to understand that we may not always know the answer. It's okay not to know how it's going to come together. It's okay not to have every minute detail planned out. It is okay if you say, you know what, I'm going to take this leap of faith. I don't know how it's all pan out, but I trust and believe I have the faith the size of a mustard seed and believe that without a shadow of doubt, God's going to bring me out. Without a shadow of doubt, it's going to all work out in my favor. I often say that we have to get so bold in our faith because think about it. When you are sitting in a chair, when you go to sit in a chair, you don't sit there and tell the chair, okay, you gonna hold me? Can you hold me, chair? Are you gonna break when I sit in it? No, we sit confidently in the chair and we rest knowing that the chair is gonna hold us. The same way you get on a plane. You pay your airfare, you get on a plane, and you say, I'm going to take this trip. You don't sit there and ask the stewardess, hey, the pilot know where he going, or we going to be all right, or is this plane going to hold us, or is it going to fall out the sky? No, you put your headset in, you get on that plane, you sit in your seat, you eat your snacks that they offer you, and you relax because you know you're going to get to your destination. We need to be just like that as we are being open-minded to the path of life. I truly believe that everything is going to be okay. I truly believe it's going to all pan out. I truly believe that if we take that leap of faith, if God gives vision, He gives provision. What does that mean exactly? I know it's a phrase that many of us may hear a lot, especially in the church arena. We may hear when God gives provision, it's always because He gave us a vision first. And we're like, what does that mean? It means that if you have a creative idea, a creative concept that is downloaded into your brain, into your heart, that you can't sleep, that you feel like this is what I'm called to do. This is it. This is what makes me happy. I truly believe that there are resources, that there are divine connections, that there are opportunities out there to help you fulfill those God-given purposes, God-given dreams, God-given visions. But you got to take a leap of faith. It's not going to come knocking on your door like, hey, I think you look like you got some great ideas. You want to share them? You have to go out there. I honestly feel that in this season, in order to have what we want to have, we have to do what we don't necessarily do on a regular basis. If you want to start that business, then you cannot be around people who have never had a business, who never thought of having a business, who are happy being employees. There's nothing wrong with being an employee. But at a God-given moment in time, some of us are not comfortable with just being an employee. Some of us go home and we have dreams, goals, and visions, and we are tired of pushing other people's vision and we want to push our own. We want to leave a legacy. We want to make a mark on society that cannot be erased. Some of us are ready to do more. And there's nothing wrong if you are happy where you are. But if you want more, you got to do more. If you see greater, you got to be greater. I feel like to get what you want in this season, we have to do something out of the ordinary. If you want a business, start looking at what it takes to write a business plan. Start looking at talking to people who are in that field and learning from their experiences. The beautiful thing about life is there are so many people from so many different walks who have done what we're trying to do, who are doing what we're trying to do, and have the same vision that we may have. This is the time to make divine connections. This is the time to work with people who have like-minded visions and goals. This is time to dream again. Dust those dreams off the bookshelf, off the shelf that we have placed them on, saying, nah, maybe a couple of years, maybe this, maybe that. I really feel like timing will never be 100% right. Yes, you may want to be in a better financial position or a better mental position before you take that leap. But if we keep making excuses, years will pass us by and we will be left with regrets of what if or I wonder. Don't let that be you. So in order to find your voice, finding your voice comes from being open-minded to possibilities, evolving as a person, and letting go anything that does not serve your purpose. I'm going to tell you a true story. It was when I realized my worth. That's big. When you realize your worth, you realize what you will and won't tolerate. You start setting boundaries and expectations for people in your life. I think the biggest thing I had to learn was stop waiting and stop looking at the potential of people. I would always say, well, I see their potential. He has great potential. She has great potential. And then I found myself getting frustrated because I was so busy trying to work with them on the potential that I saw that I did not meet people where they are, how they are, as they are. I'm going to say that again. When you are looking at people, you have to understand that they may be content where they are. That does not make them a bad person, but many times we look at people's potential. We say, I see greatness in you. But it's not until they see greatness in themselves that they can take a step and go higher. In this season, in order for you to find your voice and be the best version of yourself, in order for you to go to the grave empty, in order for you to leave a legacy, in order for you to move forward, you have to do a couple things. You have to let whoever think whatever. That means I am driven. I am goal oriented. I am faith based. That I'm going to step out on faith and try to go after my goals with the help of God or whatever higher power entity you may believe in. But I'm going to step out on faith. I'm going to take this chance on myself. Because guess what? It may work and it may not. But if it doesn't, that's experience. If it doesn't, then I have the courage. I have the confidence that I tried it once, I can try it again. I'm encouraging you to step out on faith and let whoever think whatever. You said, wow, that sounds kind of harsh. Not really. Because in all honesty, in this next season, to get what you're trying to get, to do what you're trying to do, you have to find your voice. You have to know what you're worth. You have to know that if I am going to believe that I am here for a purpose, that every day I open my eyes, it is for a reason. It is for a divine plan for my life, then I have to let whoever think whatever. I have to be so driven that if you don't believe in my vision, I believe in it. If you don't think this is the right time, and that's on you, thank you. But I'm not going to take that negative vibe. I'm going to keep positive energy and keep pushing forward. Let everyone know that I believe in myself. When you find your voice, you are willing to stand, even if you got to stand by yourself. You are willing to stand and say, God, with your help, I can accomplish all things. God, if you give me the strength, I can make it. I truly believe that finding your voice in this season is critical if you want to do something great, if you want to be something great, if you want to accomplish something great, if you just want to wake up every day and be happy. The worst thing in the world is to get up and be sad, depressed about what you have to do. You should not be living for the weekends. You should not be living to enjoy the weekend where you can relax or where you can do fun things. Every day should be a great day. Every day you should do something towards your goals, something that makes you happy. Self-care is critical in finding your voice. Being open-minded to the possibilities that it may not be the people who you thought were going to help you. It may be unlikely allies that help you get to the next level. Finding your voice means you have to evolve as a person. You are a phenomenally beautiful, creative being. Here for a reason, here to create, here to be a trailblazer, here to be anything but ordinary. You are extraordinary. And when you realize your worth, when you realize that you got power, you have greatness, you have potential, you can accomplish any and everything. That the only thing stopping you is your mentality. The only thing stopping you is the limits you place on yourself with your thinking, with your speaking, because you can speak yourself out of your victory. You can delay your next level by what you say, by the doubt in your heart, and by overthinking, overanalyzing. So find your voice in this season. Let go anything and everything that does not serve your purpose. Evolve as a person. That means you are constantly evolving. That's not a one-shot gig. No. You are constantly evolving to be great. You are constantly evolving to be everything that you are called to be. Every day you wake up, every day you open your eyes, every day you get up is a day for greatness. It's a day of new mercies, new opportunities, new adventures that await you outside of your door. Find your voice in this season. Don't let the season pass you by. Don't let yourself wait until the holidays to make your New Year resolution on what you think you're going to accomplish or what you want to accomplish. But allow yourself to be great now. Allow yourself to tap into that potential that lies within yourself. Allow yourself to dust off those dreams and say, yes, I can. Yes, I will. Yes, I am. Find your voice. Be open-minded to the possibilities. Evolve as a person. Let go anything and everything that does not serve you a purpose, that is not helping you meet your goal. If we can't build together, we can't be together. If you can't push me and I push you, this ain't gonna work. If I'm the smartest one in my circle, I need to run, because I need somebody that's gonna push me outside of my comfort zone and show me that I can, I will, I shall, I am. Find your voice, my friends. Find your voice. And as we bring our session to a close, allow me to end with this. Let whoever think whatever, because your goal is to go to the grave empty. When you close your eyes, you don't want to have any regrets. You want to be able to say, I did everything I was supposed to do. I live with no regrets. I didn't go to sleep and close my eyes wondering what if, but I went to sleep with a smile on my face knowing I have finished this race and I have done it strong. Leave a legacy, leave a mark on society that cannot be erased. Go after your goals, find your voice, stand up for yourself. Be open-minded to possibilities, evolve into the beautiful being God created you to be. Let go anything and everything that does not serve you a purpose. Well, this has been our time together. I know it's time to end now. However, I truly believe you have taken away some nuggets that will help you fulfill your God-given purpose. So until next time, this is From the Heart of Dr. G. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, wonderful night, wonderful evening, afternoon, whatever you may be about to do as you end this broadcast. Have a great one.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World. Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers, 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
to the Real Tam Smith podcast. This is your host, Tam Smith. Welcome. I am so glad to have you and honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts, experiences, and visions with you on this fine day. So thankful to have this opportunity. I will say this is my very first podcast, so please forgive me for the ums and ohs and the mouth smack, and I promise I'll try my very best not to do as much. But just to tell you a little bit about me, again, this is the Real Tam Smith, and I say that because I've had an imposter or two in the past, and I had to actually identify myself on social media as the Real Tam Smith. I had a business some time ago, and someone decided that they wanted to create a facade and be me in the marketplace, and even to the extent of naming their business very much similar to mine at the time. So it caused a little bit of confusion, and once I found out about it, of course, we had to do a cease and desist to get this person to stop what it was that they were doing. And, you know, and it was a little upsetting to know that someone was actually out here doing that. But then, you know, you have to go back and think. It's almost, I don't know what the words would be, but where you think of the epitome of flattery when someone wants to copy after you, model after you, not necessarily assume your identity, but I could look at it as a form of flattery, I suppose. But so that's pretty much where the Real Tam Smith started some years ago, almost 10 years ago now. So when I was in the process of naming my podcast, I went through a number of different options, and the Real Tam Smith was the one thing that I circled back around to, and it was something that made sense, because what I want to be able to offer and give to those that listen is the real me. And as someone said, the authentic me, your authentic self. Anytime you share information with people, you want to make sure it's coming from your heart and it's real. And let me tell you, I got a lot of real stuff for you. I really struggled with, over the course of time, every time someone told me, oh my gosh, you need to share your story. Oh my gosh, you should be writing a book. Oh my gosh, you know, you can inspire so many people. But I still find myself in doubt. Like, who in the world would want to listen to little old me, little old Tam? You know, I'm sure my problems could be, or not even problems, but challenges, let's just say. The challenges of life come in for everyone. And my thing was, why the heck would anyone want to hear what the heck I have to say? Of course, I have a friend or two that'll laugh and chuckle with me, but who else in this world really, really, truly, you know, wants to hear somebody else's struggles? But honestly, you know, with all the reality shows out here, you got to think, you know, the popularity behind it is for a reason. It's because we sometimes take pleasure in looking and through the window at somebody else's crap. So guess what? The Real Tam Smith is going to share the crap. I'm going to share the good, and I'm going to share the bad, and I might share the ugly. We'll see. But ultimately, this podcast is going to be a variety of things. I think I do have a very wide, vast experience or resume in the financial world. My heart is with the event industry, and we'll be sharing some things about that. And I'm newly interested in life insurance, specifically for those who are not eligible for certain types of coverages or none at all, if you will. And just making sure that people in the community know that there are options for them when there are denials given to them. And also, I will be sharing, you know, experiences as far from the aspect of a caregiver. I'm currently a caregiver for my brother, and we are about 7 years apart. So I'll give you a little history on that. My brother had a traumatic accident back in 1996, and this is, where are we, 2019. He was a teenager in high school playing football and suffered a major spinal cord injury that resulted in him becoming a quadriplegic. A quadriplegic is where all four limbs are paralyzed. So, and it has left him in that state. And during that time, I was a young mother. I think my baby may have been a couple months old at the time. So, my family, you know, it was a huge blow to the family. He made it through, by the grace of God. He was given a very short life, expectancy because of the type of injuries that he sustained. But because of our mother being who she was and the woman of faith and the woman of determination, she cared for him and worked full time. And she still happened to manage to get me out of trouble when I needed, you know, so she was a heck of a woman. So, when it came down time, you know, let's move fast forward to 2013. My brother had a situation where, you know, if his mom couldn't take care of him, he didn't want to be here anymore. So our mother was sick. She was actually diagnosed with a terminal cancer, which ravaged her body, and she held on to life and all the torture that it brought because she did not want to leave her baby boy. And we all knew it, you know. I know she loved us all, but the biggest thing was him and his desire to not be here on earth because of her departure. So we had to reassure her that she could step away and leave and go join, you know, her father, our maker, to continue her spiritual journey in the world, and not the physical, but in the spiritual realm, and be at peace because I had made a promise to her that I would care for him. So when time came, you know, I had made sure that I verbalized it. You know, you can't leave those type of things unsaid. It needs to be spoken. So there is no misunderstanding. And those words were shared. And within a week or so, you know, it was time for her to go. So from that point, I decided that what I had to do, and I had to make my spouse aware that things would be focused in the direction of my brother. And just to be a full disclaimer, you know, I love my husband, I love my kids, but my brother would be someone that would require a great amount of attention. We got rid of a property that we had, moved into my mom's home, of which was already customized to suit him for ease, because the bottom line was, my brother was not going into a facility. That was an absolute no. That was not even a question. That wasn't happening because, you know, granted, there are facilities out here that allow people of his disability to come in and live full lives, but you have to either be a millionaire or on your way to being a millionaire in order to pay for these type of facilities. So, and the life, the longevity of life in those facilities tend to be shorter because of care and because of the individuals have a tendency to feel abandoned by the family, which happens, you know. It's just what it is. So with my heart and my mouth and my word, I said that I was not going to do that to him, and I've meant that. So here we are, 6 years down the road, and I am his caregiver to the full extent. I've done quite a few things that I would have never thought I could do. I couldn't even change my last child's pamper. I mean, believe it, I'm going to tell you, I can have you call my spouse right now today, but that child would poop and I would hand her over to him because I couldn't do it. It was gag city. But I've had to, you know, muster up courage and gosh, maybe a Xanax and a shot of tequila to get through it. But we got the poop off of him. But you know, these are things that you have to do. You know, these are things that you have to do, and people take for granted. People take for granted the things that you have to do and the sacrifices that come your way. So part of my purpose for being able to have the opportunity to share and talk is to hopefully reach out to someone out here that may be in a situation where you're feeling you're in conflict. I had a lot of conflict in the beginning and throughout, and sometimes on a daily basis. It just depends on what side of the bed I get up on. Because it's a lot of giving up oneself just to someone that is not of you. And I mean, you know, as far as someone that you haven't given birth to, when you have made an ultimate sacrifice to the extent of sacrificing others in your life to make sure that the other person is alive. And we've had abandonment from other individuals that we thought that would be with us that decided that it was too much for them, which it is what it is. But it is just, and on occasion, you're going to feel like, you know, you've been given a bag that's too heavy for you. You know, the bag may look light when you start carrying it around, and then you have your other bags to carry. It gets really heavy, and sometimes, you know, that bag that you didn't think was going to be heavy becomes the heaviest bag, and you got to decide on which one of those bags you're going to put down. And all of those bags have important stuff in it. So, you know, you're torn with, okay, do I put these bags down and do I go elsewhere and pursue what it is that I want to do or what I would like to do or, you know, what I think I should be doing. And that's where that conflict comes in. So know that you're not alone in that aspect. Whether it's you're caring for someone full time, part time, directly or indirectly, financially or physically, you know, a lot of us have the same, very similar challenges. Especially when it's someone that you truly, truly care about. You know, at one point I was feeling guilty, for wanting to do other things. I have been told, and I know this now, that I'm very, I have a type A personality and I'm very ambitious. And when you have a really strong ambition, when things come into play that are not in your plan, you feel a lack of control. Not that you're a control freak, but you do feel a lack of control. And that lack of control can almost cause you to feel stifled or trapped, if you will. And there are days where I have honestly, you know, and even still, it hurts me to even say this out loud, let alone record it. But I have felt stifled. I think it was a poem that Maya Angelou did, you know, about a caged bird. You know, why does the caged bird sing? And I never really kind of grasped that concept, but it's just like, okay, you still have to manage to sing no matter what your circumstance is. My circumstance isn't bad at all. You know, we have been blessed to have a roof over our head, utilities that work, food. You know, sometimes really good food on occasion, but, you know, we have been blessed, and I have to remember to remind myself of that as opposed to dwelling in the now, or in the moment of that, moment of defeat, as you will. You know, if you feel like you've just been totally defeated, like, gosh, why am I doing this? And I'll tell you, the funny thing is, a lot of times when I've had days that have been more of a challenge, even with my own self. I mean, we all are humans, and every day you wake up, and you might be a little grumpy pants, and you know you just want to go back and bury your head back in the bed and like, forget this, I'm not doing this today. But sometimes you just gotta get it done. but you tell people, don't come talk to me today. I'm not the one. Just leave me alone. I'll get back to you later. But when you're a caregiver, you can't do that. You have to deal with the situation head on. And God forbid if that person that you're caring for is in that same funky mood. Lord have mercy, Jesus, let me tell you. So you have to learn how to survive through these challenges. So one of the things that when I vowed to kind of stay along and take care of my brother, I've had to make sure that I check myself. And I say check myself, you know, I make sure that I am making sure that I'm centered and I have a thought process over, okay, why have I challenged myself to this capacity? Why am I doing this? And ultimately, it's because of the, obviously I made a promise to my mother, but I'm a woman of my word, but it's because I love him. And at any given moment, that could be me. At any given moment, it could be me. Any given moment, it could be my child. Or any given moment, it could be my spouse. Or my spouse's family. So, you know, and I think that's what a lot of people forget. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sick of having to take care of this person. Oh, this person poops on themselves every day. Oh my gosh, this person, they're urinating on themselves, or they won't cooperate, or they won't take their medication, or they won't eat. All of that is frustrating, let me tell you. Or you thought you had some support, and that support is gone, and you're the only one. And me trying to function in a business capacity as an entrepreneur. And I'm going to tell you, every time you have something come up, like a huge opportunity to present something, or, you know, to meet another client, or just even something as small as going to a networking function, if you haven't been out, there's always something that happens that prevents that to happen. Well, not necessarily prevent, but makes it a lot more challenging. And you just, the wind gets knocked out of your sail. And you're like, what the heck? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Why am I torturing myself? Why? And when those things come up, you need to say, okay, my why is because I chose to do this because I love this person, because I want to make sure that I keep my promise. Why? Because at any given moment, this could be me. And all of those are realities. Of course, you want to be selfish on occasion, but you be selfish accordingly. You know, walking away and leaving someone behind is really not the best way to do things, but other people don't seem to think so. But anyhow, I just wanted to kind of touch on that. But the podcast will cover a variety of things. And I would honestly love to be able to address other things that's going on in people's personal lives. I have always been that person that people have a tendency to share things with. And I guess because I don't share them with other people, they keep coming back and telling me. So sometimes I'll be full. I'll already be full. And then I'll get even an overfilling of somebody else's. So when you have a house full of people, so I have 3 girls, a husband, a brother, and a crazy little dog. And sometimes it's extremely overwhelming. So when outside issues arise that add to it, it becomes a lot. But when you are able to share, if you can't share that person, you can share your own issues to kind of unload a little bit. So I'm hoping to be able to utilize this as a platform to share and to let you all know that you're not alone out here. Everybody under God's creation is dealing with something. We are it is what it is. We are humans, and as a human being, there are always going to be things that are going to arise in your life. And especially as a believer in in God, sometimes that, you know, you might have a little bit more of a tendency to have a few more challenges just to kind of throw you off your track, you know, throw you off your path just to see if you really are worthy. And you really have to look at it that way. Because a lot of times what'll happen is you'll have a challenge that'll come up and then another one and then another one. It's almost like you keep getting balls thrown at you, and all these baseballs are just being thrown at you and knocked upside your head and in your torso and in your face. You know, at some point you got to grab one of those balls and throw it back, you know, and say, listen, I'm here. And if you're coming for me, I'm coming back for you. So, you know, let the devourer know that you are here and you're ready to play a game, play ball. But life is not without challenges. And as a woman of faith, I have found that challenges are going to come. And sometimes they're one on top of the other, back to back. But I also have learned that once you, the more the challenges come and the more that they've been compiled upon each other, the better it is after the storm. I've always said when I got a lot of stuff going on, especially negative, there's a blessing on the way. And I promise you, time after time after time, it has been the case. And it's because the devourer wants to throw you off track. He wants to throw you off your path. And I'm not saying to keep moving forward on something that you're not supposed to be doing. But, you know, you're going to go through. It's just like if you're driving down the road and there are going to be obstacles. There are going to be potholes and bumps and, you know, it might be an accident in front of you, or it might be somebody running naked down the road. Who knows? But what you're going to do is you're going to keep going. You're going to toot the horn and wave and keep going. You're gonna drive through it. You're gonna drive in the emergency lane to pass all of that. But the bottom line is you keep going. Because once you pass that, your blessing is on the other side. I promise you all day long it's on the other side. So with that, I'll leave you. And I hope you'll tune in for next episode. This will be our first episode, and this is my introduction to the real Tam Smith. And I hope you had some sort of takeaway from this chat today, and I truly look forward to having the opportunity to share a word or two with you in the future. Until then, stay lifted and be blessed.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.